Hey, thank you to everybody being here tonight. It's not very often we get a big crowd here, so thank you for coming. First item is called order.
Chairman Bob Bailey.
Here.
Vice Chairman Wayne Wilt.
Here.
Commissioner Alger.
Here.
Next be invocation, Wayne.
Please bow. God, we pray for our nation's elected leaders that they will exercise wisdom and courage in doing what they think is right, but also be humble and farsighted. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Received minutes of the last meeting. Anybody got any additions or corrections?
Saw nothing. Move to approve minutes as presented.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Approved minutes of the last, or March 4th meeting. Everybody in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion passed. Citizens to be heard. Considered portion, anybody wants to talk? Or do we want to wait and maybe move that around the discussion item with AJ, with KDOT?
Chairman, I would suggest if it's anything outside of the road, this would be the opportunity to have that conversation. Anything related to the road would be in that discussion item.
Okay. Anything outside related to Lover's Lane or 166 by Arc City would be now. Anything related to that, we'll do it after we have an update from AJ on the bridge project at that time. Then everybody can talk at that time that wants to. Is that okay? Okay. Seeing none, discussion item, update on KDOT 166 bridge replacement project. AJ?
Oh, now?
Yep.
Excellent. Well, I guess just to tell everyone how the project has been going, we were ahead of schedule until we got rain. And now we're probably right on where schedule was supposed to be. We poured all except one pier is just about finished completion. We have two sets of columns yet to pour. One of them was poured today, actually, so that's outdated. We have steel girders on the way. They're going to start putting those up, and this thing's going to look like a bridge again. But yes, the river has slowed us up, so if you're praying for rain, just hold off for about a month. We'd really like to be at. They have a restriction to have, try to be out of the river by April. And if they're not, they're going to have to bring in some additional equipment, which will just slow it down. So, I've been getting a lot of calls about traffic still being unfavorable on Lover's Lane, as well as elsewhere. A lot of people complaining about trucks coming through, signs not being up, barricades being moved or destroyed. And we've been hearing these, and we do have a plan to tomorrow morning. We should have additional barricades across Highway 166 west of the bridge, right at 11th. That's where we've been experiencing most of the problems. We've asked for additional enforcement help because I really feel like enforcement is where it's going to really hit home for a lot of these companies. I know that some of these trucking companies, whenever we see one on Lover's Lane, get the company name, we've called up the company and actually talked to their safety people and tell them what the situation is. And that has been, I feel, very effective so far in getting some of these truckers to not use that route anymore. We have some stronger wording coming with some of the signs. Some people are telling us they don't know that the bridge is out. Road closed doesn't translate to bridges out for them, so having several signs that say bridge out ahead, that wakes people up out of their funk, I believe. So we'll try that out. There's a request for additional enforcement, and I really feel like 90% of the problems are stemming from folks that are using a GPS or their phone that, I mean, no matter how many signs we put up there, if their phone or their GPS is telling them to take this route, which takes them straight onto Lover's Lane, they'll do that, no matter what the signs we put up there says. So I've actually been working with our folks in Topeka. There's actually some folks in our traffic division that have contacts with I mean, there's some in Google, there's some in several other apps that do waypoints, helping people with directions that can actually designate one route over another based on our preferences. So it's kind of a, hey, we're the government, we're trying to help be a benevolent dictator and say, don't tell people to use this road because it's not the preferred route. So I really feel like if, and hopefully we can see something with that. I've had conversations with people in the last week about getting that established. So hopefully within the next week or two, we should see some change with routing. Whenever I try it every other day, where I try all these apps to tell me how to get from South Haven to Ark City to see if there's been any change. And so far there hasn't been with what we've tried, but we can keep, we'll keep working at it. So.
Yeah. Hey, Dave, what's your plan on 77 coming onto that Lover's Lane? Last time
we talked,
said he was going to do something there.
We talked about putting something out there, and there is just a real lack of right-of-way for us to put signs out there, at least on Lover's Lane. Before, I think there's still a chance that we could do something there, but I think most of it just... That's an odd spot, because when you're driving north, you see the detour signs when you go onto 77 to go east and go around Ark City. And so that's when our detour signs would usually be. And people are instead, but they turn west way before that. So it's kind of a tricky spot to put a sign up there that says detour going north.
We need something there that says no truck traffic on whatever that county road is called. But we've got so many, and a lot of them are local truckers that are taking it. And where you got more traffic, what I've heard and what I've seen, coming off of 77 on the Lover's Lane going west, taking Lover's Lane around. Well, now they get out to the barricade at 11th, how are they going to get through, you know? So if we can keep them off of there, that would be better. But I'm going to open this up to some other people here. And I'm going to remind you to state your name and your address, and you've got 2 minutes to say what you need to say. And if you need longer, we can restart you, Carl. So anybody want to talk about the bridge project or the roads?
I want to talk about the road. Carl Bowman, 6425 304th Road. Trucks are still making it, like this gentleman just said. There was one went right down it today, coming from the west going east, but I have seen them going east in front of my house going west. You're right, they hit the bridge, they hit the barricades out there on 11. Somebody went through them, took a sign out, went through the ditch. I know it's probably illegal, put spike strips in the ditch so they quit going through the ditch. They get 18 flat tires, they'll learn. Something's gotta be done. You got cameras at stoplights in town that give people tickets. Why can't we put a camera out there at 11 that they go through the barricades that are not supposed to be 26 tons and larger, what I was told? Give them a ticket, and a $500 ticket, not a $200 ticket. Something that gets into their pocket or even their company's pocket. Put it right there on 77 where they get on. The sheriff needs to patrol our road more. They had one car pull over yesterday. But I'd let them use my driveway, because when they come down off of 51st, they're running more than 45 miles an hour, big time. I'd let them set my driveway, and they can get their quota big time right there. I mean, there's got to be something done. Our curbs are already breaking down. The asphalt's already coming off the curves, because you can see where the trucks have had to go in the grass on the edge of the asphalt, breaking it down. I know the state has allowed our county some money to do these roads, but it isn't enough money. We were just talking, is there some kind of grant or something we can get to redo our roads? Because it's going to be nothing but chewed up asphalt. It's not going to be a good road. It's going to be like gravel. And especially in the summer with the semis going on them, they're going to have grooves in them. I brought this up at the last meeting when they did the bypass around Ark City. It was asphalt. Within 6 weeks or 6 months, I don't remember now, They already had big grooves in them because the semi's running on the asphalt. We have 4 inches of asphalt out there. It's going to be gone. And I don't think us homeowners out there should have to pay to have a good road put back in. The state did this bridge, the state ought to be responsible. You ought to pay more than the $25,000 that you give us to do these 18 miles of road. I mean, that's crazy. I don't want my taxes to go up. I pay enough taxes as it is. But I want a good road. I moved out there. I had a good road for a lot of years. And it's not going to be there anymore. You guys got anything?
You got anything to add?
I'm John Haller. Live at 4962-294 Drive. One thing I want to stipulate is that the traffic's so bad and we're speeding so bad, there has been 2 wrecks already. One of them was on a curve. He was getting ready to get on 51st to head south on 51st. Truck coming around, speeding, hit him, front left corner, shoved him in. Nobody was hurt, we got lucky. The other one happened right there to the east side of 41st Road. I'm not sure what happened. It happened just right to the east side of the bridge. I was told a semi sideswiped a car, knocked the wheels completely off of it, threw it in the ditch. Nobody was hurt. This is just the beginning. We gotta get something done before somebody gets seriously hurt. We're also coming into that time of season, as everyone know. You guys farmers, y'all got Polaris and the four-wheelers. There's people up and down that road, especially on 41st, all the time on them. Somebody comes flying from the south up over hill, what's going to happen? There's going to be some dead people, and nobody wants that, and 90% of these are teenagers. So, I don't know what the solution is. We gotta get something done. I know AJ's doing what he can out there. I talked to him a couple times, but we gotta get more law enforcement or something in there to get this patrolled. And the other thing is that I've been told is that the county attorney will not prosecute these. What's the point of writing a ticket if we're not gonna prosecute it? You know, the county attorney works for us. We don't work for him. So something's gotta be done. Thanks.
Thank you, John. Anybody else?
Lee Chamberlain, 31475 53rd Road. I want you guys to think about your bridges. What's going to happen to these bridges when these overloaded trucks are coming across? You guys already put a $1 million bridge out here the other day. So that might not show up for 5 or 10 years, but it's going to rapidly deteriorate these bridges. So I want you to put that on your list to keep an eye on that and make sure. So thank you.
Thank you, Lee. Anybody else? Hey, well, I live in that area and I agree with all of you. I don't know, I wish the sheriff was here tonight, we could talk to him, but he's not here tonight, so. But we will talk to him and try to get more enforcement out there and write some tickets or whatever. I mean, there's always going to be a truck that gets through. It don't matter if they come through late at night, midnight, 2 o'clock in the morning, there ain't nobody's around. The way you're going to do that is the sheriff sit there 24-7, but he's going to have to write a ticket to get them to pay attention. But AJ, if we could get something on 77 somehow there, a sign or something, to tell them no trucks on, 18? What that road's called?
41st.
41st, yeah.
No, 77, 41st.
16, I believe, Bob.
I think it's 16.
It's Cali 16.
Oh, Cali. Oh, you're talking about the Cali.
Yeah, 300. Yeah.
Okay.
6th Road.
That's where we're at.
I'm not opposed to having a sign. There's a certain protocol with when we put a sign up. We're not directing traffic or not directing traffic onto a county road. Where it may just be a reinforcing that the state detour for trucks is ahead. I think that may be what it might be.
Well, when they're going south, there's no detour down south. Mm-hmm. These are trucks, majority of them going south, turning and going around Lovers Lane. The ones coming from the south, they're coming on in and going through the bypass around our city.
Can I say something else? My brother pulled the guy over to the truck that comes from the east. He stopped him at the curb at 53rd and stopped him and told him he was going to Blackwell. This is where he was going. No, excuse me, not Blackwell. Brain. He said, why don't you get on this dirt road, take it back over, get back on the four lane and go to Blackwell or to Raymond, wherever you're going. But they are coming that way because the GPS tells them take Lover's Lane to go back over to the interstate. I will give the state, I come back from Texas this weekend, there is a mobile sign out there that says bridge closed. So I think that helps. But the as you get off, they just blanked off Arc City with a piece of paper or a piece of tin and pointed an arrow to the left for 166 East. That needs to be more, I think, a bigger sign for that. But I do appreciate the mobile sign that lights up and tells you that the bridge is out.
The one just east of the turnpike?
Just east of the turnpike, yes. But I think something needs to be put on that as you come off the turnpike going north. All they did was cover up Arc City, and then they put a little arrow 166 East. It needs to be bigger. Something. I mean, or some other lettering or something needs to be done there to possibly get their attention.
Changes.
Okay. Everybody done? We'll give everybody an opportunity. We'll move on.
Thank you for letting us speak.
Okay. Thank you for being here. Out of business, consider approval of Form 1302 project programming request for fiscal year 2021 high-risk rural road signing project. Lucas?
We've done this in the past. We're renewing this. I believe this is our third year. The funding is matched back through, so there's once it's done, the end result is funded through other parties.
Yeah, and on this project, isn't it the southern third now that
I
we're
believe
doing
so. That's one we're at.
The way that stated. Move to approve Form 1302 project programming request for fiscal year 2021 high risk railroad signing project.
Second.
And move second to approve that project. All in favor say aye.
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 Motion passed. Really want me to find that. Okay, consider approval for door security system expansion on the north annex.
This is a request the board to approve Sandifer Engineering Controls quote in the amount of $27,422.42 for the door security control at our north annex to make it ADA compliant. It is for five doors that are community corrections, two doors at the health, or three doors at the health department, and two doors at the DMV. And it'll make our platform that we currently have at our South Annex up to date, which we run a 5.2 version, and this will be the 5.7. We'll run all on our servers here, and we'll upgrade our software to where it needs to be to make everything work on the same platform. So later on, if we expand our security here at the courthouse, we'll be able to add that on as well.
Sounds good to me.
Chairman,
any questions?
I invited Mary, since she's in that area, if you had questions on behalf of where it's currently standing.
I think it's going to be beneficial. We haven't been ADA compliant for, I don't know how long, years. And so we're just lucky we probably haven't been sued. Because we've had people that have come to the door and they're, you know, most of them you have the button you can press for, you know, handicap accessibility. It doesn't open the door. You have to be able to physically stand up and pull the lever down.
Yeah.
To get in. It's just, I don't know when those locks or those doors were put in, but it was several years ago.
I don't know when those were put in before me. So.
And so. I think it would be beneficial, just because of that fact alone.
Well, we have to get up to standard.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that we don't get sued, too.
Yes.
Right, any questions?
Vote aye was moved to approve door security at North Annex with Sanifer in the amount of $27,422.42.
Second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mary.
Thank you.
Yay, number three, consider approval of contract agreement and board order to direct Kelly Law Office to conduct real property tax foreclosure. Lucas?
Chairman, there's a board order that was in your packet along with this contract. I would, if you would like, Macy's here. She's normally the one who does all the work, or her team does, for this. But we use Kelly Law. We've done it for, I'd say, 4 years. Is that about?
A little longer than that.
2012. And I don't want to speak for the treasurer, but when I spoke to her the other day, it seemed like she was content with the use of their services and seemed fairly successful. So I would ask you guys consider to renegotiate the contract and do it again.
It's gone smoothly. I've had no problem. Do what?
I said yeah.
I would move to approve order 2019-01 and the contract as presented.
Second.
Move and second, approve board order 2019-01, contract as presented. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed. Consider approval of revised Cali County personnel proper policy.
Chairman, before we go there, I believe there's that board order. While you guys are signing that. Last year I spoke to you all and asked for some funding to use a company called AGH to help us with some HR services, one being to evaluate an exempt status employment situation as well as review of current handbook policies and compliancy associated to federal level standards like FLSA, FMLA, and things like that. Over the last 6 months or so, I've worked with my group, my team, to do that and process that. Then last month I asked the department heads to work with me to review it. I sent it out to them. It was amazing. We had a really good dialogue, a lot of good interaction with our department heads to talk about pros and cons, answer questions, kind of make sure that the management team at the county has a good understanding of the expectations, and basically those are an extension of your guys' vision as a board, how you want to present the agencies, how you want us to act and operate. So I gave an opportunity, I spoke with our counselor, AGH, our legal HR counsel, the department heads, and we've spent a lot of time on that, and I think it's a really good improvement. I think this document will, obviously, laws change every year, different things happen, so I don't expect this to be something that doesn't have a change, but I think this is a really good start to where we can grow and go forth. I would ask when we present this, the approval date, the effective date would be April 1. It's on the front of the piece. For that reason is so that we can have an opportunity to work with the employees of the county, make sure that they have a copy of it, sign the release notes, and understand the expectations before we start enforcing it. So if you choose to approve this tonight, we would pursue getting the information out to all the employees and answering questions and getting all the paperwork done.
Well, I think it's good we review this from time to time because, like you said, the laws change and we need to come up. And as anything else, you go along and then you'll encounter something and your policy needs to be changed to reflect the way we want it to go. But I think it's a good deal. I do want to say thank you for all the time you and the department heads put into that, because I know that wasn't just an overnight deal you done either.
It was pretty neat to work with the group the way we did. So, yeah.
So thank you all you department heads that joined in too.
Real quick.
Alan?
I have nothing. I know we've put in a bunch of time and talked about some issues, and I think he's done a very good job.
Okay.
I would move to approve personnel policy as presented.
And starting April 1?
April 1.
Second.
Then moving second to move personnel policy be accepted starting April 1st of 2019. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion passed. Hey, approval of claims for period March 15th, 2019 for checks numbered 180181 to 180289 totaling $144,727.22. Wires totaling $293,514.88 and direct deposits totaling $140,891.17. And checks numbered 812454 through 812474, totaling $63,848.76.14. Second set of hand checks numbered 701 to 715, totaling $176,456.59. Anybody have any questions?
I saw nothing, Mr. Chairman.
Wayne? See anything in the right place?
Move the payment of the claims as presented.
Second.
Then move and second pay the payment of claims as presented. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion passed. Abatement request by Karen. I did see them this time. They showed up. Pile of them. Anybody got any questions on abatement?
No, I'd move to approve and endorse the correction orders as presented.
Second, been moved, endorse the correction orders as presented. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion passed. Other items come before the Board of Cali County Commissioners. Karen?
Emailed me over some the traffic on the road. My mind's blank. The road, the cotton gin's on. Can't remember the number of the road right
51st now. And 172nd?
Let me look here.
I think it's
there. There's a
202nd. It's behind my place.
Really? That won't even open up.
To the east. So. Here, is this the email you sent me?
Britain and Brazil.
Here, Basil.
Yep. Yes. What's the road? 51st and 172nd. They're flying down the road. Trucks are flying down the road in the gin, north-south roads, right there. And I talked to the sheriff about it the first time he emailed me in December, and he said he'd send some trucks out there, but Lucas is going to try to. Since we're both elected officials, I'm sick of Lucas on it.
I'll relay messages as much as I can.
It's about all we can do the other deal, too.
Ask him to be there.
Enforcement's the key, you know, just like the Lover's Lane deal. I mean, we can only do so much as what we are. I mean, it's a tough situation. But
it don't matter if you put a sign up that says 30 mile an hour, somebody's got to enforce it.
I told the gentleman, signs are only what people read into them. I mean,
yeah, I wish that.
Right. I mean, I'm guilty of it myself. But
well, I have a 177 going west.
Yeah.
And I had a truck tried to run over me the whole way while I was westbound. My dang car slows down. Closer car to my gets to my bumper. I don't know. It's just, it has a knack. It's pretty aggravating. I mean,
oh, yeah.
The road has been improved out there. There are nice roads now, so they think they're a racetrack.
Well, all we can do is try to get the sheriff out there to do more patrolling in that area. And everything. I'll bring one other thing up, too. Just probably for you more, Lucas, than anybody. The road north of Skyline in Ark City, there's a little block and a half, 2 blocks to the west of 15th Street. It's been, what, probably 5-7 years ago that the county and the city traded some property there, and they give that west portion of that road to the county. But nothing has ever been signed by Nick Hernandez yet. And I've talked to Nick about it about a year ago. He knows he hadn't signed it yet. But there's some rumblings down in that area saying that that is county's road. It's still actually city's road. And so when we, that's going to be coming up, just to give you a heads up.
I'll do some checking. I remember a little bit about it, but I don't know where
it was at a commission meeting too. So.
Yeah, I don't know.
Didn't we trade roads for roads or something?
Yeah, and then like something happened and we came in because they hadn't done, and I can't remember exactly what it was now, but they did. They came and talked to us about something else again because something didn't get finished out.
I think there's something to do with hydrology on the spillway or something off of that area. I'll do some checking on it.
But I thought there was an agreement or something. That was
There was.
I don't think it was completed.
Some kind of delay on something.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Something was holding
it up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do some checking.
And Nick knows about it, but he just hasn't ever got it done yet either. But that's, we may hear some rumblings on that. But I have any, I don't have anything yet. Anybody? Move to adjourn.
Second.
Move to adjourn.
Agree. All right.